Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Thursday, May 7th, 2020. The strict rules during the corona crisis have been further relaxed. According to information from the German press agency, the federal and state governments agreed yesterday that in the future, members of two households may meet up again. For example, two families, two couples, or the members of two shared flats. Moreover, subject to conditions, all shops will now be able to reopen, not just the small ones. Also, training in mass and leisure sports outdoors will be allowed again. With that said, if there are too many new infections in a region, the local rules will be retightened. For meetings with people from another household, the 1.5-meter distancing rule still applies. Chancellor Merkel and the prime ministers of the federal states also decided to extend the basic restrictions on contact for citizens in public places until June the 5th. Under certain conditions, such as with mandatory masks and distancing rules, all shops throughout Germany will be able to reopen. The already controversial limitation to a sales area of 800 square meters will then no longer apply. There are now to be specifications as to how many customers and salespeople may be in the store at one time. The requirements are to be based on the sales area in order to reduce the risk of infection. Contactless outdoor sports are also now permitted, with a distance of 1.5 to 2 meters between athletes. Soccer or basketball games are still prohibited. In addition, hygiene and disinfection measures must be observed, especially when sports equipment is shared. For the individual sports and disciplines, the umbrella organizations of the German Sports Federation have developed concepts with transitional rules that are intended to provide even better protection. The federal and state governments also agreed that in the future, measures to contain the corona pandemic should be taken more locally in view of the regionally varying infection rates. However, the states should also guarantee that any necessary tightening up of measures will be carried out. They are to ensure that in districts or cities with more than 50 new infections per 100,000 inhabitants in 7 days, consistent restrictions are immediately implemented again. However, it is up to the federal states themselves to decide what the new requirements will look like in concrete terms. Some 4,100 applicants who received emergency aid from the Investitionsbank Berlin, or IBB, have repaid excessive payments, as confirmed by the bank at the request of RBB. So far, the IBB has been reimbursed a total of more than 36 million euros in immediate aid. The bank does not believe that the money was obtained in a fraudulent way, but rather by mistake. It seems that many a solo or small business owner did not realize how much money he or she had actually applied for. The applications for subsidies offered several payment levels and could be combined with federal funds. Christine Brinker, the financial policy spokeswoman of the Berlin AfD, accused the IBB of not vetting the applicants properly and, quote, opening the door to criminals, adding that only the applicant's IBAN or bank account number and tax ID of the applicants had been checked. The IBB is now only carrying out random checks, and Brinker remarked, quote, it remains questionable how much can actually be recovered. The IBB rejected the criticism via a bank spokesperson who stated, quote, we are investigating all indications, including those of clan criminality, and so far we have not seen any widespread organized fraud attempts from this milieu, and added that in addition, applicants are now being examined more closely and every recipient of emergency aid is being checked with the tax office. In 220 cases, investigations into suspected fraud are already underway. According to its own information, IBB has processed about 207,000 applications and disbursed a good 1.76 billion euros so far, most of the funds going to small businesses with up to 5 employees. Another 7,000 applications are currently waiting to be processed. On average, applicants received €8,502. In the meantime, as we reported earlier in the week, Berlin will launch emergency Corona aid packages on May 11th for culture and media companies. In view of the heavy loss of revenue due to the Corona crisis and difficult future prospects, the Berlin Transport Authority, or BVLG, is to receive financial aid. As negotiated by Senator for Economics Ramona Popp, the state has promised the BVLG around €250 million up to and including 2025, which will come from the Berlin subsidy. According to spokeswoman Petra Nelken, the state-owned company is losing €500,000 in revenue every day due to the decline in passengers by up to 30% as a result of the corona pandemic alone. Approximately 25,000 employees in Berlin are to receive a bonus of up to €1,000 from the Senate for their work during the corona crisis. A corresponding regulation, which applies primarily to state employees, was decided by the Senate on Tuesday, according to info from the German press agency. The money is to go to people who are performing essential jobs during the corona crisis and who are, in many cases, exposed to a particular health hazard. The beneficiaries are to include not only doctors and nurses from the state-owned hospital groups Vivantes and Charité, but also police officers, firefighters and paramedics, as well as employees of health authorities, educators in emergency operations in municipal daycare centers and after-school care centers, both private and public, and employees of job centers. The allowance for the Corona heroes goes back to a promise made by Mayor Mueller in his government declaration on the corona crisis in the House of Representatives on March 26th. A homeless man was seriously injured by a fire at Ostbahnhof station overnight Tuesday into Wednesday. According to RBB, he had to be taken to the Berlin Accident Hospital in Marzahn. The fire had started at the man's living space under the railway bridge on Koppenstrasse in Friedrichshain. Investigations are ongoing, and a police spokesperson told RBB24 that a suicide attempt could not be ruled out. If you yourself or someone you know is affected by thoughts of suicide, you can find help in Berlin by reaching out to the Berlin Crisis Service or Pastoral Advice Services. You can find their websites and telephone numbers by following the link in our show notes. If you like our podcast, you can help others discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter, where we occasionally post updates on breaking news. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.